recently, 50-year-old Sisyphus Bradford feels like she's been living up to her namesake.
Yes, I am pushing a large rock up a hill with Dartmouth Hitchcock.
She has this small tumor next to her pituitary gland that requires hormonal treatments. When her hormones fluctuate, she gets debilitating headaches. And since she moved to Vermont, the Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center Reproductive Endocrinology Clinic, her local healthcare facility, has been treating her. But when she went to her May appointment at the hospital,
the appointment schedule, where you check out, gives me a piece of paper and is like, well, you can transfer your records and you can call UVM and you can make an appointment there. And that was it. That was it.
Now Bradford and 123 other women will either have to go to UVM Medical Center for treatment or as far as Boston. But as Bradford points out, the closure could affect far more women who may need care in the future. The Center for Disease Control reports that in the U.S., about 10% of women experience issues getting pregnant, suffer from polycystic ovarian syndrome, or experience uterine fibroids. Those are just some of the many health concerns that were being addressed in this program. To Bradford, there's a larger principle at stake.
To me, it's part of the systemic problem that we've got with sexism, where it's like a pre-existing condition is being a woman. In politics here in Vermont, they're talking demographics. Okay, you got lots of people leaving the state, but you're not even protecting the ones that are here who want to have babies.
Even though DHMC is in New Hampshire, Vermont tax dollars go toward its funding.
Hello.
Hi, is this Stacy?
Yes.
Hi, Stacy. This is Rebecca from VPR.
Stacy Dion is a veteran working in White River Junction.
One moment, please. I'm sorry. Yes, honey. It's not a still monster, honey. It's okay. That's my daughter. So, she's three.
Several years ago, she went through IVF treatment, or in vitro fertilization, at DHMC to have her daughter. She says if she had not had a regionally located IVF clinic...
These programs often take 2, 3, 5, sometimes 7 visits a cycle once a month. And they're 2 hours each. For me, with the length of time it took me to get pregnant, I would not have been able to sustain that schedule.
Dr. Edward Marins, the chief clinical officer at Dartmouth Hitchcock, says the program is being disbanded because of an inability to maintain clinic resources.
This wasn't eliminating a program that was losing money. In fact, this program makes money. Ours was basically a decision about could we continue a high level of care and coordination that we needed to do 7 days a week across our system.
Dartmouth Hitchcock has not responded further to the women's concerns.
Basically, reproductive endocrinology were involved with the care of women from infertility, so from conception to the grave. It covers the entire life spectrum of women's health. It's part of the whole package. You know, it's women's health.
That's Dr. Paul Manganiello, who started the Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility Program and ran it until 5 years ago. DHMC is also an academic hospital. So Manganiello says this impacts the ability to train a future generation of doctors in women's health.
We have residents, and if a resident is going to be looking at a program, they're going to be wanting to go to a program that has representation in all of the subspecialties. And if they don't, I think they would probably, you know, reconsider where they're going.
Officials at the University of Vermont say between 30 and 50 of the former DHMC patients have already been seen by their staff within the past 2 weeks. They are increasing clinic days and added overtime for nurses to absorb the additional need. The Dartmouth Hitchcock Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility Program is slated to close on May 31st. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.